So let's open our Bibles to 1 Peter. How many of us were blessed or were in the first service? I know you were blessed. And please, let's do the word, right?
Yeah.
See, you're always better off when you do the word. That's where the reward lies. When you do the word, you would get a lot, even more than what was spoken. That's the beautiful thing about the word of God. The word of God is beyond the vessel that the word is spoken through. Do you get? So that's why even the one that speaks the word must know that the extent to which the word can go does not lie in the amplification of the word. Yeah, that's why we trust the Holy Ghost to be the real preacher when we are. He's the one that convicts every heart. He's the one that does that thing that you say, as they were preaching, I think they were speaking to me. He's not the person speaking. Do you get? It's the Holy Ghost that does that thing, you know. If devil can do it, the Holy Ghost can do it more. You know, when somebody is talking to you, you're hearing something else. You know that thing? Then you not say misunderstanding. That as much as the devil can do that thing, God can do it more. Where you hear A, you hear A, B, C, D to Z. Like he will tell you. That's why when Jesus said, let me go, so that the comforter can come. Then the little things I've spoken with you guys, because I don't have so much time. When he comes, the things you guys never even imagined or understood or even experienced, you guys will walk in it. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's it's good to hear the word, but it's more good to do the word. So if you're a doer of God's word, things are bound to work for you, particularly what was spoken. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll be looking at chosen ones. You are the choice of God. That's what I want to talk about. And we'll be looking at some scriptures. Most of them, we are familiar with them. And if you're not, it's good that you are going to be reading this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there joy in the house?
Yes. Okay.
Bible says with joy we will draw out from the world of salvation. So even I myself, I'm really, really anticipating and trusting God. We're starting from verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone. We also welcome everyone watching on YouTube. It's like that's one church we always easily forget. Yeah, we welcome you. Don't be angry. You are here. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Now, you would have wondered how men would, go back there, how men would reject what is precious. Now, that tells you that the way things count in the eye of God and in the eye of a man is very different. The parameters are different. Now, one would have thought that anything that God chooses is what man would choose. But that's actually the irony of mankind. It says, rejected. In some translation, to be despised. Rejected indeed. It's not like they were not sure of what they were rejecting. They were definite. So that indeed there is, they definitely rejected it. Meaning they identified it and then chose to reject it. They knew what it was. They understood the power. Now here it says, it was chosen by God and precious. So they too actually knew that he had some things that was precious. But when they look at what aligns more with their own values, because you would most likely only choose what aligns with you. Because what doesn't align with you will not do you any good. Both ways. You know a good friend, if you're a bad friend, or if you're a bad person, you know a good friend will not do you good. He's a good friend, but he will not do you what? Good. So it's the bad one that will advance your cause. You know the good one would utmostly start maybe either influencing you to go in another direction. So it was a clear. So don't ever think the world rejected Jesus unknowingly. It wasn't that they didn't know him. That's why it's like after crucifying, they now found out that we shouldn't have crucified him. So they rejected him indeed. So coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. I like that because everything that God chooses, God chose it on a lot of premise. One, there are some things that God chooses by the order of predestination, meaning this one is predestined to be chosen by God. But if you even look into the one that was predestinated, you would know that God, there's the likeness of God towards that which is even predestinated. Like let's say, right from the foundation of the world, God has said you'll be X, Y, Z. That choice is not just predestination that is so much of the big deal. The big deal is that God has an interest in you. So if the interest of God wins, it doesn't become the choice of God again. We would look at different scriptures, how God says that he has chosen a thing. And when God also says he has rejected a thing, it doesn't matter. Predestination becomes secondary. Now, I'll explain what I'm saying. Now, when he said he had rejected Saul, now, no matter what Saul does again, it doesn't look precious in God's sight anymore. So whether his kingdom was anointed, you know, Samuel told him that if he had not torn his garment, you know, says now that you have not torn this garment, your kingdom is taken away from you and all that. Verse 5. So you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So the comparison that the Bible is helping us to see here is that as they rejected Jesus, they will reject us. Then as God accepted Jesus and considered him precious. So it says likewise. So the same will not just be chosen by God. The same rejection that also happened would also be rejected indeed by men. So it says likewise, you also, as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus, what? So the first thing you will see is we are being chosen as living stones. In some, I think in KJV is lively stones. Meaning stones that are what? Alive. And it says that the reason why we are stones is for the purpose of a building. Is so that we can all be put together and then we form a spiritual house for God. Now he also says that we are not just living stones to be used as the blocks that will be used to build God's house. He's also saying that we are a holy priesthood. Now what's the job of the priesthood? To now offer. So you can see that it's like a many dimensional choice. God chose us to be the blocks in the building. Then he also chose us to be the one that will be offering sacrifice in the building. Is that not mysterious? Now you would have thought maybe some of us would be stones. Then some of us will be priests. You know when he says, I think Revelations 1:6, that We are kings and priests unto our God. Now, it's not some I will be priests and some will be kings. No, we will be kings and priests. Now, you'll be asking yourself, so how do I'm doing priests and I'm also doing king. It's God that works in us both to will and to do. So that's his pleasure. His pleasure is that I want to be seeing one person in two dimensions. It should be a stone. And as it's a stone, it should be a priest offering spiritual what? Sacrifice. You can go back to 1 Peter. You know, there's a usual but glorious manifest presence of God in this service. It's been with us. That's what we've been fellowshipping with. And even that song, that righteousness, peace. See, don't kill yourself when you are saying you want to compose song. Particularly God's song, don't kill yourself. Sing in the morning, early in the morning. In the morning I will rise and praise you. But that thing when you call psalmist, composing the song that comes from the heart of God, that thing is not... Me, God, don't worry, we're in the same boat. We trust God for them. You know, you can't get angry and write that song. You can't get angry. So I cannot call. Is it not righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost? That's the kingdom of God. It doesn't work that way. So they've put, if you check the fabric, the choice of God over them is that they put something that can produce heaven sound. No voice. So now they now chose that their voice. Now that one is their own decision. That I will use my voice for this one that they put. Now some people might not have the voice, but they will have the sound. Now they will not have mentors or teachers that will say, go and train your voice. Then the person will now always think, maybe it's the way he now trained his voice that now made this one. No. They trained the voice so that he can master this one. Now, if he does not, or if he or she does not train the voice, we'll be working in love for this one. You know? I remember there was a day I wanted to sing here. My wife caught me red-handed. He said, you wanted to sing another song, you took another route. So I wanted to say, we give you glory. So I don't believe choir caught me that day, self. So you know, yes, we give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. Then we give you glory. So maybe you walk all around. That's what will happen when you don't have this one. Maybe the Kolura, Abikena came to bail me. Even the key was from a sawmill. It's not a key. The two just collided. They didn't choose me for... You know what I'm saying? You could be singing, you think the way Papi sings it, it's like he likes to sing. That one is here, but there's another one here. That one is sound. Now, when they were fabricating them, God chose. You be saying, is this the only person? No. When God, the choice of God over that person is that the person will carry the sound that he listens to. So the person would have the ability to birth. You'll be in awe of. Like, how can you combine, and then it becomes a sound? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why this Bama is one of the hardest to join. To buy joined by Oshori Renew. Yeah, no, that's where I feel like is a bit tough because you need to have the sound. You know, I was telling them in the culture class yesterday. There's a man that I knew. He was in the choir. And you know some churches, whether you have the sound or not, as long as you say, God said, I will sing in heaven, I will sing on earth, they will just leave it there. So those old men, they might even die there as a choir. Okay, but there was this man, people always run away when they're arranging us. So when they're arranging us, tenor, treble, bass, so people always run away from him. I always wonder, what are they? So I said, let me go and do them. Let me go and stay. Then he's a deacon. So people, I'm like, people are not respecting this man. But that man, he didn't have boots. He has the ability to take your key. So I didn't know that's why people were running away from him. So when we started the song, I just had an idea of key. I was looking his way. The man is still in choir till now. That church. My former church. He's still in choir. When he picks it like this, you go with him. Instead of him to agree that God did not choose me for this, he said, no. We have to be part of the choir singing in heaven. It's from here. We have to go there. What my eyes saw. My mouth is saying it now. So you can see that the multiplicity of God's choice is in God's hand. It's not even the ability of man. It's not like I'm industrious or I'm a polyglot. I like many things. I like doing many things. That's why God chose you to do many things. And that's why I would never consider someone to be working too hard, extra hard, if I don't have the understanding of what God has chosen them to do. There's no right. I can't even say someone is lazy when I still don't also understand the number or the size of what they are meant to do. Only if God reveals it to me, I will say you are lazy or you are a workaholic. I can't say that. I feel like I don't have the right. God has not revealed to me the amount of destinies he has committed into you. And maybe it's one. And I'm saying, maybe because me, I'm to do 100. I'm now using that to measure out the kind of, maybe work you should be producing. No, I won't. Maybe he chose, put just one. His choice on you is one. Maybe his choice on me is 100. We'll face our front. We'll pray for ourselves. We'll trust God that both of us reach the end of our race. So that he chose us to be both lively stones and what? A holy priesthood is his choice. Is his choice. Can you say is his choice? Yeah, it's God's choice. You know, one of the things the Bible tries to establish is this idea of God's choice. Even it tells us that the lamp that was to come to take the sin of the world was chosen from the foundation of the world. There's a God's choice. It's not just that those things happened like that. Even though they said, who shall go for us? Let's finish up this. Verse 6. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture. So whenever he says this, we know he's making a reference to the Old Testament. Whenever you see scripture inside scripture, many a times it's a reference. So this is in Isaiah 26. But let's read this, then we'll read Isaiah 26. So therefore, it is also contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Elect. Now that elect is also chosen. Elect. Chosen. Still precious. You know. And he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. You know, it's a great or is a good news to tell anyone that the only person God, the Father, has chosen as a pathway to him is Jesus. No other religion will be a path. It is a choice. God chose it. God said the only way, even if you are a monk and you stay in the monastery for 500,000 years in solitary confinement, he has not chosen that. Yeah. Like, God will not be so moved that, somebody can be so separated from everything that is worldly, in quote, right? In search of God. And God will still reject. You know, God will not add it to, I am the way, the truth, and like, plus, this guru. No. He also said that the one that rejected Christ is condemned already. You can see how condemnation came because you didn't choose what he chose. He says he who believes in him is saved. He's not condemned. But he that didn't receive him is condemned already. Let's read verse 7. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected. Now, don't forget, they didn't reject unknowingly. So at times you might think that your God introducing you into a place to solve a thing, and then you see obvious rejection. You might think they don't understand what you carry. That's why. No, they know that you are the solution. They know that you are the one to solve the problem. It says the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Now, not by God trying to prove a point to the builders that they are wrong, but it's just because it's the choice of God. Verse 8. And the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. So to the guys that rejected the chief cornerstone, he became a stone of what? Offense. So by this reason of God's choice, they fell by that choice. You know, like I said, because they didn't believe in him, they were condemned. So if God did not choose him, maybe they will not be condemned. But because God chose, some people entered condemnation. So he says this same stone that was chosen as the chief cornerstone that God made precious, this same stone is the reason for the fall of some other people. He says they stumbled being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed. Now, there's a way you can read. No, go back there. We're not doing Bible study, but this last part, they stumbled being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed. This is speaking about the children of Israel. How that they waited for the consolation of Israel all the while, but when he came, they didn't accept him. And now is their rock of offense. I mean, even till this present what day. So they were appointed for this before the Gentiles came into this, and it became all of us. Before we came into this commonwealth. It was the commonwealth of Israel. Right? Now, the deliverance for Israel was the introduction of Jesus. But they rejected indeed that choice. And so being disobedient to the word, you know, there's a place, I think it was in John, I can't remember there, but they came to ask him when he was teaching, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to ask him that, whose authority does he preach in? Then he asked them, whose authority does John preach in? Then they went back to themselves, they said, if we truly tell him that, so Jesus asked them, is his authority from God or from men? So they said, if we tell him that his authority is from God, if we say it's from men, they will stone us. Now, what God is doing is, he's helping you to understand that you rejected him indeed. It's not like they are naive, like they didn't know. They know. So they went back like, they don't say it's from God. But it's like option A, Kushelo, option B, cannot, they can't go. So he said, if we say it's from men, meaning we approved him. That's what that means. That did his authority come from the Pharisees or the synagogue, the guys in the synagogue? Did we attest of John? Now, if we don't agree that God attested of him, then we have to say we attested of him. And then they said, if we attest of him, the people that we have told that John is not true, they will stone us. It's like they can't go front. They could not go back. So they knew that they rejected John. They also knew that they rejected Jesus. So you can see that you should not stress when rejection, you see rejection. Actually, you see, the stronger the rejection, the more elevated your choice and your being precious. You can be asking yourself, God, why did you choose me for this assignment? The reason is, it's God's choice. But most importantly, is to know that you were precious in His sight. Can we go to Psalms 3 verse 4? Psalms 3 verse 4. Before we read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, our very favorite scripture. No, I think it's Psalms 4. It's not 3, 4. 4, 3, sorry. The other. But know that the Lord has set apart for Himself who is godly. For the Lord will hear when I call to Him. So is God that set apart a man for Himself? Can we read Isaiah 66? We're probably supposed to read it this morning. Then we would read Psalms. When he talked about who is man. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? Wow, thank you, Jesus. For all those things my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look. So it's like there was a conversation. They said, where is the house you built? For then they said, what's your choice? It's not heaven, which is his throne. It's not earth, which is his footstool. He says, this is the man. So you can connect this with we being lively or living stones to be a spiritual house so that this one can happen. He says, to this man that is a living stone, or that I have made or chosen as a living stone, is the one I will look on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Verse 3. He who kills a bull. No. Just 1 and 2. Thank you. So you understand that God's choice is precious. And what God determines in his choice is no man's business. Yeah. No man has that right to say, you should have just been a spiritual house. Or, why are you a priesthood or a priest? And also what? A lively stone or a living stone. Oh, why are you birthing songs? No, it's God's choice. See, the more we keep telling people that the reason we are this amazing is our abilities, the more we will be disrepping ourselves or delegitimizing ourselves. Your authenticity is God's. Yes, meaning it's God that has put an approval on you. Yes, that's why a man God has sent should not be afraid of those that will reject him indeed. Yes. So if God sent you to a people, if God sent you to the people in a locality, they didn't choose you. They didn't say, this is who we want to hear. Or they didn't say, the person we want to hear should be this eloquent. No. They didn't choose. No, you were sent there. It's God's choice. It's God's choice. It's God's elect. He says, this is the man I would use as my dwelling place. Can we look at Psalms chapter 8, where it talked about who is man? What is man that you are mindful of him? See, the choice of God over man created a lot of questions in the heart of both living and non-living things, including beings, angels. He says that what have you put in man that makes him the choicest of your choice? Because God has chosen many things, though. You know, one of the things God has chosen, to choose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's another choice. He can choose to be troubling someone. The way he sent an evil spirit to be troubling someone is a choice. God just wants somebody to be miserable. So there are many of God's choices, though, but the choice of man is the greatest choice of God. There was a day God chose a donkey to speak. God chose a donkey. He says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him. Verse 5. For you have made him a little lower than Elohim. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. Some of you look up. It's church. Don't worry. You can. You can raise up your hand. Glory to God. Amen. Can you say, I am God's choice?
I am God's choice.
Yeah. See, anything you are doing, know that God chose you for it. Anything you are doing, God, now your employer, is the one that picked you. You know, we have that song, picked me up from what? From the miry clay. Set my feet. Wait. I've told Pastor, this is our protocol team. They are choir protocol team. I don't mind egg bearing. We have like about three people that can sing. Two sing wonderful. One is. We are not sure which one. We need to pray that it should have. I can't see it. I can't see anything. But there are two that I think they have this. But there's one. Mama Sheyonu. It's like that dicking. It can take away the key. Can you say, I am chosen by God? You know, the day my wife told me she was sent to raise children in the way of God, I was angry. Because how is somebody who studied engineering, first degree, second degree, master's distinction, engineering again, industrial engineering, master, and then you now wake up. Say you've been having this, God chose me for children. How? You didn't stop at first degree to make that detour. You went, you know, like I said, she went to go and do a master to prove to all lecturers on earth and in heaven that she's brilliant. Me too. I've not had my own opportunity to do that. To go and prove to all the lecturers that I'm brilliant. I've not had that. I'm satisfied with what I have. Before they go and shut my eyes the second time. Let me stay on my lane. But God chose her for children. It's choice. God chose Pastor Kenneth for teenagers. Now you might be thinking teenager work is not just to come down to their level. You want one, no? Why don't we a man come down? Rather, we go up. It's not that. No. We just need to have people that can come down to their level. The teenager will even tell you that they are not anywhere down. Abby, are you guys down?
No.
Yeah. You come for their meeting first to know whether they are down. Maybe the way you just came to beat them. Sit down. No, it's not the way they did your own teenage church. No. I'm serious. See, when God chooses you for an assignment, you do the work.
Yes.
You won't be carrying cane, chasing people all around. That's not the work. It's to teach them in the ways of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what they are doing. We've been doing this for the past 5 years, I think. That's what they are doing. One of them called my wife recently. He said they made me Bible study secretary and prayer secretary. It's a choice of God. Yeah. You might think she can never read Bible. You might think she might never know how to pray one prayer successfully, but she's been trained in the right place. Yeah, they will just say that, you can do this. It's the choice of God. Even if God used men to make the choice pronounced, when he sent Samuel, it's his choice. What I'm doing is God's choice. It's God's choice. I didn't choose myself. So what you are doing as well is God's choice. That thing God has put in your parenting that you just think is circumstances that led. No, God has chosen you for this. And the earth will be grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. I know all the teenagers, they are grateful for this teens ministry. Yeah. Yeah. And they know what their friends do on Saturday. It's the one I'm always afraid is their fasting. I can tell you, Katia, they fast more than the main church. You are looking at me, do you fast? I'm saying, January 1 like this. You know, you always look at that, the people doing their 50 days, they've started theirs. They will fast. Don't be praying for them. Father, strengthen them. Strengthen them. Also, Kenneth will join them. He'll be fasting. That's one of the things they do. So I wasn't surprised. She doesn't need to have grown 50 years in the Lord before they will give her prayer and Bible. That's what she's doing every day. She's praying and reading her Bible. Yeah. She's reading her Bible every day. She's praying every day. So they said, just come and lead us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say again, I am chosen by God?
I am chosen by God.
You know, everywhere you've backed out from because men rejected you. No, go back there. Go back there and say, God chose me for this.
Yes.
See, it is okay to say, I was appointed for a time as this.
Yes.
My timing, my location, my person, they were not wrongly configured for this choice. Can we read verse 9, 1 Peter 2, which is like our anchor scripture, and then we'll begin to tie it. See, you take this complex to work. Work, office work. Before anybody picked you, God picked you. Before anybody saw value in you, God saw you precious first. And that's why nothing in your hand should die. Because you were chosen for. So, who is best to make it work? Other than the person that was chosen for it. He says, but you are a chosen generation. Can we say it together? Can you personalize it? I am a what?
I am a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation. We count it a privilege when we see what God has chosen us for. Yeah. If God says that, I've preserved an harvest for you, be grateful to God, He chose you for the harvest. That was one of the things I told one of my brothers. And I was to study work somewhere. I said, see, it's God that chose you. This one that you are looking at people's face. They will keep, the more you look at their face, the more they will reject you. You look at who chose you. And forget any of the other consequences of rejection. He says we are a royal priesthood. A holy nation. His own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can we shout a glorious hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
So like I said, we are elect. We are God's elect. You know, Colossians chapter 3 also spoke about we being God's elect. We are God's elect. You were elected by God. Colossians 3:12. We are elected by God. There are some other scriptures I want us to read, but I will just pick a few that we can read in about 4 minutes. Can we look at Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1? Isaiah 42 verse 1. It says, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. So you can see that the choice was not without resource. It says, in him I have put my spirit. That's my ability. I have put what makes me function. So he would function. He says, he will bring justice to the Gentiles. Now, the same justice that he is known for, he will be able to perpetuate justice. He will be able to do justice. He says, my spirit is upon him. He says, he is my servant whom I uphold. So you can see that he is not at the mercy of men. It's not men that will uphold him. It's God that chose him that would uphold him. It's God that chose him. If he sends you to a place that is without man's support, you know, it's God that would uphold you. It's not men. So to fulfill the assignment that God's choice has appointed you for, is the spirit that will make you perform it. He says, I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to the Gentile. So you can see God's choice is without, is not without resource. It's not like, God, why did you choose me? No, you shouldn't even be asking that question. You should be on the assignment. You know, I was going to say that God's choice is not because you said, God, choose me. God's choice is because God found you precious. It's not because you said, God, use me. It's because he found you precious. Hallelujah. Amen. So the choice of God is without, is not without resource, or is with resource. Let me not confuse myself. It's with resource. He will put his spirit upon you. He will uphold you. His delight will be consistent over your life. Oh, yeah. Yes, because that's what the choice of God brings. He says he has appointed us to bring praises to him. Yes. That's what he said in 1 Peter 2. We were appointed. It's like Esau, who can I use to be bringing like consistent praise? Bible says he inhabits in the praises of what? Of his people. Now, the day was going to change that thing is when Jesus told them that if you don't praise me as I'm entering Jerusalem, I will tell these stones. Now, whether metaphorically, he's saying people that are not worthy, I will raise them. Or even correct, like Okuta. It's God's choice. Whether stones, maybe that will be the first day. Stones will come together and they'll be making sounds. Yes, he chose that. And then maybe the last scripture we'll read will be in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, and we'll read chapter 14, verse 2. Can we say glory to God? You know, this is one thing we must put in our children. They knowing that they are chosen by God. They won't look for validation anyway. Yeah, they won't be looking for people to accept them. They are deep. See, I told my wife, I said, the way we always fear that bad children, like in school, you say, please be careful, don't collect anything from bad children. Who told us that we should not be the subject in their own homes? Don't allow that boy that sings worship song, don't let him come near you. Like, let the influence be the other way. Because that one is more potent. But rather, we are always on the defensive. We are not on the offensive. Because we are not really sure whether this light can overcome darkness. Let's just be mindful of darkness. So. No. It's the light that is meant to overcome darkness. So you can tell that child, be the influence. Be the influence. Yeah. Be the influence. Not be the one that will be running from other influence. If you are the influence, you will be the subject. No, you won't be the one, you won't be the object that will be trying to put in the right place. So we tell our children they are chosen by God. You can even tell them, see, the reason I'm coming to church this early is because God chose me.
Yes.
The reason I'm doing what I'm doing, like explain to them. Don't make them think my daddy is a pastor for religious sake. No. Say, do you know, son, see, the reason I'm Monday, this way, I'm doing, is God's choice. Is God chose me. See your mom. Is God chose her to do this? It's not like she gave birth to all the children in the world. No, no. They chose her. So that's how we raise up our children. They quickly understand our assignment. Then they are now trusting God for their own assignment. See, a child that you tell that you have an assignment, it will be reminded, Daddy, have you done your assignment? And God will give us those children that will be judging our hearts. Yeah. Hey, Daddy, you didn't pray today. Daddy, you didn't pray today. Or maybe Shola's Omolua will say, Daddy, have you heard the voice of God today? Yeah, you named your child Omolua. Yeah, Daddy, have you heard the voice of God today? He will be judging you. Just, should I name this one James? Yeah. You name a child Ayoba, and there's no joy in that home. You just say, Daddy, you're not happy. Are you really my daddy? Yeah. So that way, they won't even depart from where God has put us. They will rather further the course. It says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you. So this was when the choice of Israel became a big deal. Because God chose Israel. He says, I will be a God to you. And you. They didn't say, God, we want to be your people. He says, we don't even want to necessarily be God's people. God has said, you will be my people. The Lord, your God, has chosen you to be a people for himself. A special treasure. See, saying that precious. Above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Can we read Deuteronomy 14, verse 2? Can you say again that I am chosen by God?
I am God's choice.
I'm the chosen one.
I have the Spirit of God upon me.
He so delights in me.
He's upholding me.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself. A special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You are God's choice. Don't back out on what God has put, the path God has set your feet on. The resources that God will send your way is for what he has chosen you for. See, if you take God's grace and you want to use it for what God has not chosen you for, it may work or may not work, but you've not brought delight to him. You've not brought delight to him. Imagine he gave you the sound and he has also blessed you with a voice. And all that you've imagined is how you can get profit. You know, that will not bring delight to him. Oh, how can I use, you know, the gift of a man? Makes way for him. You know, you will not bring, you might make money. That's the funny thing. You might make money. I can even tell you, man, you will make money. Because, see, where God has blessed, is always bound to prosper. But you won't be a man that God delights in. You know, like we always say, the blessing is as important as the man you are becoming. Yes, so he has chosen you to be the blessed one. Now imagine if God chose to bless you with a lot of finance. Don't forget that it's the choice of God. And there's an assignment behind it. Now you can choose to blow the money. You can choose to put it where you should not put it. But God would not have delight. His spirit will not be upon that thing. Can you say again, I'm the choice of God? I bring delight to his soul. His spirit is upon me. Hallelujah. Can we respond to God in prayer? That let this thing resound in you. Let it resound in you. Let it resound in you. Let it form your daily perspective. God chose you to marry that woman. Yeah. So you can have rule over your house. Don't say he didn't choose you for a house like this. Mordecai told Esther, he says, perhaps you were chosen for a time as this. See, the choice of God comes in God's timing. He's the best. Can you say, over all that God has committed into your hands, you were the one appointed for it? God needs to look no further. God needs to look no further. Lord, look no further. To this man you should look upon. It will take your voice to the nations. It will take your word around the earth. It will shine your light in dark places. It will represent you. I am chosen by God. I am His choice. You are His servant. He chose you as His servant. You will serve Him all the days of your life. He has chosen you as a voice in the nations. You will speak for Him. The rejection of men will not limit or shut your voice. Because you have grace. You have grace. You were chosen to go into those places that men dared not to go. Because on your return, you will bring back the head of Goliath. On your return, you will bring back victory. You will bring back victory. You will bring back glory. Because His Spirit is upon you. I am chosen by God. Everything in your hand that God has given you to nurture, you are chosen for them. The woman, the children God has given to you, you are chosen to nurture them. You are chosen to nurture them. You are chosen to nurture. God has vested His trust on you. The work of God in your hands, man of God, woman of God, you are God's choice for it. You are God's choice for it. You are God's choice for it. No other time is better positioned for you to appear. He says the earth earnestly waits for the manifestation of the chosen ones, the sons of God. You are His choice. Let that roll in your belly. You are His choice.
of your soul. Let it resound in it. You are His choice. Rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. That unit God has put you in to give you charge over. You are His choice. The disciples that God has given to you, you are His choice to disciple them. They don't need another. Choice. I am His choice. Let everything respond to me. All that He has chosen me for. All that I have been appointed for. I walk in every one of them to the manifestation of His glory.
Can we all just raise our hands to the Lord? And for the next 2 minutes, can we just pray in the Holy Ghost? You know, there are people here that they've not started walking in this. You haven't yielded yourself to the Lord. We raise our hands as an act of surrender. And we bring everyone here, those outside, and everyone that would listen to this. Abriete leke de meshikapa. Monde brende leke ti bronda batista. Alabara katalaga damio porokoto shokotoya. Emiruan batista kapadiste keteya. Total surrender. Complete surrender. Like the hymn we sang today. Take my life and let it be. Consecrated, Lord, unto thee. Take my moment and my days. Say, God, take it, take it, take it. It is to be used for you. Take it. My time, my money, my moment, my comfort, my life, my soul, my breath, everything that I have. Abaro shekete legede masia. Monde brinde leketi imbroko beketi liadashta. Everywhere you send me, I will represent you. Everywhere you send me, I will represent you. Make me the one that you can vest your power on. Make me the one that you can vest your resources on. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you. We are your children. And we know that we are precious in your sight. We yield ourselves again. We do not take it for granted that you've chosen us. And every one of us here, we recommit ourselves to the use and the service of the Lord. that all that you have chosen us for, all that we have been elected for, we will all walk graciously in them.
Amen.
None of us will turn back. Amen. None of us will turn back.
Amen.
Regardless of the intensity of the rejection, none of us will turn back.
Amen.
Because we would rather see ourselves as precious,
yes,
chosen by God,
yes,
bringing delight to his soul,
yes,
having his spirit upon us, and bringing judgment to the world.
Amen.
Judging every traces and every presence of darkness.
Amen.
Manifesting the light of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we give glory to God?
Hallelujah.
You can do better. Can we give glory to God?
Amen.